Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 80, tonight partly cloudy with a low of 55. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Wabash Communications is reportedly planning to expand their fiber network for broadband services to a portion of southwestern Wayne County. Construction is planned to begin next year, and the project will help local residents, farmers, and small businesses grow and thrive with better connectivity. Wabash says broadband internet is not just an amenity, but it is essential for education, healthcare, and public safety. A link where people can check to see if they are in the potential expansion area may be found on our headlines page. More news next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. USDA inspected beef T-bone steaks, $3.99 a pound. 10-pound bag of Idaho potatoes, $4.99. Homegrown green peppers, 69 cents each. And 3-pound bag of yellow onions, $2.29. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
In other news, the Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees will meet tonight at 7 at Wabash Valley College. The night will begin with a public hearing for the issuance of funding bonds for the purpose of paying claims against the district, and a budget hearing will immediately follow. Once regular business begins, trustees are scheduled to approve the IECC Return to Play Plan, as well as a grading section in the IECC catalog. Matters from the two hearings are scheduled to be resolved, and the IECC is expected to enter into several affiliation agreements, including one with the Edwards County Ambulance Service for emergency response training through Frontier. After executive session and the approval of the personnel report, the board is scheduled to adjourn for the night. 28-year-old Jeff resident Andrew B. Greenwood was arrested by Wayne County deputies last night on a Wayne County warrant for driving with a suspended license. Police reports indicate a deputy on patrol saw Greenwood driving and knew of the warrant. They initiated a traffic stop, and Greenwood was taken into custody, transported to the Wayne County Jail, and held pending the posting of $520 bond. 46-year-old Chobanier resident Kenneth E. Helton was transported to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries after an accident yesterday on Interstate 64 in White County. According to state police reports, at approximately 1:12 p.m. at milepost 128, Helton was eastbound in the right lane in a 1999 Peterbilt semi. 24-year-old Louisville, Kentucky resident Bobby J. Green was eastbound in the left lane in a 2015 Honda. Police say Helton veered off the right lane onto the right shoulder, then veered back onto the roadway and into the left lane in front of Green. Helton's semi then rolled onto its passenger side and came to rest in the median. Green veered left onto the median to avoid the semi. He and a passenger were uninjured in the incident, and state police say the matter is still under investigation. The Enfield Village Board will meet tonight at 7. It's expected to discuss possible action related to three roads coming into the village. Mayor Tom Harbor says Enfield doesn't have much motor fuel money to keep the roads in good shape, but the village boasts the only grain elevator in White County. The main routes to the elevator from Highway 45, West Main Street inbound, and Church Street outbound are not in question, but three streets that turn into township roads are. Mayor Harbor said he doesn't know what may come of any discussion tonight, and action, including closing some of the roads to semi-traffic, has been discussed in the past, but he does say something must be done to save the village's streets. Some farmers say the streets provide shortcuts to the elevator during harvest, or they bypass likely obstructions in routes to and from the highway. Beginning today, the Illinois Department of Transportation says motorists will face lane reductions in Jefferson County on Interstate 57. Work is scheduled to take place on the northbound lanes from roughly 2 miles south of Dix to 2 miles north of Mount Vernon. Traffic will be reduced to one lane as contractors complete patching, milling, and resurfacing operations. The work is expected to be completed in approximately 2 months. According to local media reports, 18-year-old Fairfield resident Donovan A. Lurs was arrested in Mount Vernon Sunday after police received a report of shots fired. Lurs was arrested by the Mount Vernon Police Department after it received information he was following a vehicle from which the shot had been fired, and an officer observed the suspected vehicle fleeing the scene. During a traffic stop, two occupants were detained and firearms were located. Lurs was then taken to the Jefferson County Justice Center and charged with reckless discharge of a firearm and unlawful use of a weapon. He was held, pending the setting and posting of bond. The second occupant in the vehicle was released, pending further investigation. Fairfield Police Chief Keith Colclasure says his department is awaiting the graduation of a new officer from the Academy in Champaign to help fill out their ranks. The new recruit is in the first class under the COVID-19 rules.
Like I said, I got one in the Academy, and 3 weeks he'll be out. So October 1st is his graduation date. Of course, it is going to be a no-attend University of Illinois cadet-only graduation. Upon his return, he will undergo an 8-week FTO program.
Appearing on the Community Connection, Chief Colclasure also says the public should be aware one of the most important aspects of the work, filing reports, means some cases will take time to be fully resolved.
Crimes do not get solved in 58 minutes with commercials. Sometimes they take longer, sometimes they take less. There is many aspects of it. One of them that a lot of people don't understand is sometimes it takes a long time to write reports. And that's what the state's attorney relies upon to charge people. If you see an officer working on a computer in the car in a parking lot or you see a cop car police station, more than likely they're writing reports. Our job is storytelling. You know, all that information has to be documented. If it's not written down, it didn't happen. So we got to get everything to a state's attorney sometimes. It's different than an on-scene arrest. If you have an ongoing investigation, It may take months. It may take weeks. It may take days. It may happen within an hour. Just ask people to be patient and not assume that we have everything at our disposal as the TV shows do.
Chief Colclasure says County 911 is receiving a lot of pocket dials, particularly from those driving in the country or in town on golf carts and ATVs. He says it isn't a problem, but it does make it difficult to call people back and make the best use of time. The Wayne County Health Department announced 3 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, a female in her 60s and males in their 60s and 70s. The county had a total of 218 cases. 5 people were hospitalized, 83 were isolating at home, 126 had recovered, and 4 people with lab-confirmed cases had passed away. The county also had a number of probable cases already in the process of contact tracing. Frontier Community College has said all student-athletes living at the Bobcat Crossing Apartments who tested negative over the weekend will be retested today, as will volleyball players who were not tested earlier. Wabash County reported 4 new cases to bring its total to 143, and Hamilton County announced 3 cases to bring its total to 57. The State Department of Public Health announced 1,373 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 5 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 262,744 cases and 8,314 deaths. Jefferson County added 24 cases over the past 3 days, including 12 yesterday, to bring its total to 553 cases. 56 were active and in isolation at home. Marion County reported 23 cases from Saturday to yesterday to reach 435 total. 129 were active, including 7 hospitalizations, and the county also reported its first coronavirus-related death. The preliminary statewide positivity rate for September 7th through the 13th was 3.6%. The southern region's rate was 6% on the 11th, unchanged from the 10th. Wayne County property tax bills will be mailed by September 25th, according to County Treasurer Donna Masterson. Those with several bills will be mailed together only if they have the exact name and address. The first installment is due October 30th, and the second installment is due November 30th. The total amount to be collected this year is $18,083,288.18. The amount last year was $17,272,941.41. In light of the pandemic and its potential impact on public health, the county asks people to choose no-contact options if possible when paying real estate taxes. Such options include U.S. mail, the drop box on the west side of the courthouse, or online bank checks or credit card payments at govtechtaxpro.com. Those using the drop box should put a phone number on their check or envelope, and anyone paying online must put the correct tax identification number. People who don't know what the ID number is should call Masterson's office at 842-5087. Payments may also be made at the Fairfield branch of the First Financial Bank, Sisney Trust Bank, Mount Erie Banking Center, now Citizens National Bank, and People's National Bank in Fairfield. Masterson says the courthouse will welcome those who need to make payments in person, but people should be aware there are safety protocols and restrictions that will be strictly enforced. People should examine their tax bills to ensure they're getting all the exemptions to which they're entitled. Senior citizens, veterans, and disabled persons are entitled to various exemptions, and anyone seeking more information should call the Supervisor of Assessments office at 842-2582. Taxpayers who have made prepayments will have their bills reflect the total tax less the amount paid. Most cases will still have an amount due. Dave Newcomb with the Illinois Fire Service Institute is reminding farmers about grain bin safety as harvest gets underway.
And one of the biggest things we need to do culturally in the farming community is we got to stop the practice of going alone. If you're going to a grain bin, take somebody with you that can be outside the bin so if something happens, somebody can call for help. We've had numerous incidents where somebody was in a bin for hours before anybody ever knew it because they were alone and couldn't call for help. A grain bin incident, we call them a low-frequency, high-risk. They don't happen that often, but they can be one of the most dangerous situations first responders can be in that being in the grain and engulfments. When 60% of the people die in bins are somebody trying to save somebody else. Okay, so for that first responder getting in there to try to do it, because first responders are people of action. They're not going to just stand on their hands. They're going to go do the job. So our job is to say, here's how to do it right, and don't get yourself in trouble. And if there's situations, then here's how you remedy it. And some practices can be done at home, like lockout, tagout, when you're messing with things, with machinery and tools and things, even like changing the beaters in an old mixer. Unplug the darn thing.
The Illinois Fire Service Institute partners with organizations and first responders around the state to offer training sessions on grain bin safety. Governor J.B. Pritzker has announced a $16 million investment in putting more Illinoisans back to work. Kim Howard has the story.
The money will be used to train and place people in about 1,300 jobs related to the COVID-19 response effort, including those created by the pandemic.
Like contact tracers, like COVID-19 protocol workers, building sanitization workers, something relatively new, temperature screeners, and food preparation and distribution workers, and so many more. This federal funding, made possible by the Department of Labor's Employment Recovery and Disaster Recovery grant programs, will help us address a goal for reinvigorating our economy.
To find a local workforce training program, visit the website illinois.gov/get-hired. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Graber Post Buildings, trusted throughout the heartland of America, provides the highest quality built post and stud frame structures in the country. Visit with one of our dedicated building department members today and let them show you how affordable a Graber Post building can be. Our quality crews can have your building constructed in no time for years of durability and beauty. Our professional sales staff is on hand to take care of any contractors or do-it-yourselfers. Call the trusted tradition, Graber Post Buildings at 800-264-5013 or visit us online at graberpost.com.
Are you looking for a simple way to invest in your community? Frontier Community College is offering free literacy tutoring for adult learners, and we need your help. By volunteering as a tutor for just 1 hour each week, you can make a difference in someone's life. Tutors are carefully matched with learners to help with reading, writing, and math. To join the growing number of tutors supporting this local cause, call Frontier at 842-3711 to sign up today.
currently in Fairfield, it is 76. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 28,118, up 124. The NASDAQ is at 11,230, up 173. October crude oil is at $38.38. That is up $1.12. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 85-year-old Flora resident Phyllis May Vale died on Friday. Phyllis Vale is survived by 3 children, 9 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, sister Risa Eckleberry, and many nieces and nephews. Services for Phyllis Vale will be held at 3 p.m. on Friday at Bunker Cemetery in Reinard. Memorials may be made to Clay County Hospice or Golden Circle Nutrition Program. Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora is in charge of arrangements. 73-year-old Fairfield resident Emma Jane Troyer died on Monday. Emma Troyer is survived by her husband, Donald, sons Steve, Brian, and Bruce, all of Fairfield, 7 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, 2 sisters, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Emma Troyer will be held at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be in Ebenezer Cemetery. 90-year-old Fairfield resident Walter Lee Kaiser died on Friday. He was a member of the Pleasant Hill Missionary Baptist Church. Walter Kaiser is survived by his wife, Bernadine, children Sherry Baker, Larry Kaiser of Sisney, and Sam and Greg Kaiser of Jeff, 13 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, and 4 great-great-grandchildren. Services for Walter Kaiser will be held at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at Pleasant Hill Missionary Baptist Church. Visitation will be from 1 to service time, and burial will be in Brown Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Compassion Pregnancy Center or Fairfield Memorial Hospital Skilled Care Unit. They will be accepted at the church or Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Welcome to Asbury & Associates. I'm proud to be a new member of their medical team and to help continue the legacy of excellent, outstanding care they provided for women of the area.
Dr. Daniel Moore just arrived from West Virginia to join the medical team at Asbury & Associates. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Moore looks forward to helping women of all ages with their OBGYN needs.
I look forward to seeing you at Asbury & Associates, where we take care of women through all stages of life.
Asbury & Associates, with 4 offices to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today. Sunny skies. We'll have a high today around 80. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low of 55 and then partly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 82. Outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, partly cloudy skies on Thursday. Thursday will have a high of 78 with a low of 52. Sunny skies on Friday. Friday will have a high of 72 with a low of 45. And then sunny skies on Saturday. Saturday will have a high of 70 with a low around 42.